We are in Simen Shimon Ches. We're up to Sifir Aleph, and that's what we will be doing. Karfuf Yosemi Beis Hashayim Shehukaf Ladira. What happens if you have a karfuf, a big open area that you then open to a house, let's say, or built a house in, and then enclosed it? So that's called Hukaf Ladira, and Midaraisa and Midrabanan, we call it a Rishus HaYachid, and you're allowed to carry in it. V'nichnesu bo mayim, and water went into it. So first, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the halacha is that a river is considered a karmelis. We already learned before that midrabanan, a river, is considered a karmelis. If the water would be going through this rishus, means that it enters and leaves, the water would be kaveya rishus b'fnei atzmo, and it would have been a karmelis. We're talking about that water came in here and it's sitting there, a large puddle, and we'll see how large this is. So the halach is, im ru'uyim l'shtia ein mevatlin hadira. What's our problem? The sugya we're in the middle of is the sugya of being mevatl the shame dira from the mechitzas. Midrabanan, any area of sasayim, even though it is totally enclosed, it has four walls, and midaraisa is a rishus hayachid, Chazal gave it the dinim of a karmelis, that you cannot carry in it, unless it was enclosed l'shem dira. It was enclosed to live in. So we saw that if you plant trees in it, that does not take away from its being ladira. What if you plant a garden in it, zroim? That we say that takes away from its dira, because a garden is not part of a house. How about water? What's the din of water? So it depends. Water that is roi for a person to drink, that is not mavatal ladira. The Mishnah Berurah brings a daya that it's not only water for drinking, but also if it is roi for doing your clothing in, to do laundry in. Meaning, even if it's not germ-free, but at least it's not filthy. Afilu amakam shenispastu sham yosim is sasayim, even if it's taking up more than sasayim, because it's even more of a dira. Storing water is a wonderful thing for a dwelling area. Vafilu emamukim harbe, even if they're very deep. Vim einam ruim lishtia. What if the water is not drinkable? Dinam kizroim. So there, it's like zroim, that it is mevatel the mechitza. If it's the majority, then it doesn't make a difference what the size is. It is mevatel the entire mechitza. You cannot carry in the entire area. If it's a minority, so it's only if it's more than sasayim that it's going to ruin it for the entire area. Otherwise, we say that it will not. Says the Mechaber, v'hu she ba'omka masor tfachim. That's only if they are 10 tfachim deep. This is all if it is not enclosed by a wall of 10 tfachim, or a tail on mislaket. That means that if the area is sunken, and the angle is such that within four ames it goes up or down 10 tfachim, then the halacha is it is considered a wall. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Shitas Ridva, that within a bor filled with water, there's no halacha of tel ameslaket. Tel ameslaket, that if you have an area on a slant, on an acute angle, that constitutes a mechitza, the Ridva sheet is that you don't say that in water. You only say that if it's exposed. Now, what if it's not ten tfachim? So we say that it's like mud and it's bottled to the ground. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are cholkin, and he says roi lahachmer, unless it's a shas atchak, that you should not rely on having non-drinkable water and it's not usable for laundry either, and it's not ten tefachim deep. He says still to be machmer unless it's a shas atchak. Where is that? If it's more than three tefachim, less than three tefachim is definitely bottled to the ground, and there's no problem of it being mavatal mechitzas.